Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined in the studio today by Nell Calloway of the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Corey.
Well, thank you for being here today. And let's talk a little bit about what's going on at the Chenault Museum. I know there's always the museum, but there's always lots of other activities happening. You've got a big one coming up for the kickoff to Memorial Day.
Right. This is our big fundraiser of the year, and it's so appropriate that we do it on Memorial Day. You know, Memorial Day is about the men and women who have sacrificed and paid the ultimate price. But we started thinking, what can we do to engage the community in a patriotic event that we have children involved, families involved, to remind them of the sacrifices that have been made for the lives that we have now. So we have two Vietnam veterans who took over this event, David Worthington and Joe Lane and their families, and they really are doing this for service for the museum. Of course, it is a fundraiser, but also they, you know, being veterans themselves, they certainly appreciate the need to remind people of our patriotism and why we are here. And I think now this message is more appropriate than it's ever been in our country. It's so needed. And, you know, we come from a military community. We had the largest navigation school. So we just hope people will come out and join us and be reminded and be able to feel good about the day.
The Chenault Aviation and Military Museum has military memorabilia from, I guess, all conflicts the United States has been involved in over the years, and lots of things from your grandfather's legacy, General Chenault. The run for the red, white, and blue actually is two runs, and I guess a run and a walk. Tell me a little bit about what you've got going on that day.
Well, it's a 5K, 1K walk run. We have people with walkers that walk. We have some people that bring their children out in wheelchairs and push them along. So it's really something that everybody can engage in. You know, a 1K is really not that far. And you can go at your own pace, so you don't feel like you have to compete in a marathon or anything like that. So we've had firemen that have come out in full gear and have run the race. So we have a little bit of everything.
You do this at the site there at the museum. You run around the airport property?
Exactly. We have a route that's designated. We have flags. In fact, the whole quarter mile for the last link of it is a flag line, which is really cool to run through.
The event starts with registration around 7 a.m. I understand there's a little runner's breakfast out there for folks as they get ready to run or walk in the events.
Plenty of water and plenty of fruit and good food to eat. So,
now, if you don't run, that's okay. There are still other things to do that day at the museum. I hear there's live music and kids' activities.
And kids, we have jumpers for kids, and they, of course, have a ball with that. And they can jump while the parents walk. So it's really a family-friendly event.
The race happens that day. I know some folks are registering online. They can go to your website. What is that address?
It's chenaultmuseum.org. They can go to the website or they can come by the museum. And, of course, we have a really neat design T-shirt that's different every year, different color. This year, particularly, it's got a picture of General Chenault on it and about the museum. So I think our T-shirts are really cool.
The museum has a lot of other cool things going on. Just this week, you got a new addition. Tell me what you've gotten this week.
Yesterday we had a F-86 Korean era war jet that it didn't exactly land since the wings weren't on it, but was brought to the museum. It was something we've been working on for about a year now. It was in Hazelhurst, Mississippi. We are partnered with the Air Force Museum, and they allowed us to be able to bring it here because it was very neglected. When you see it, you'll see how neglected it was.
Is this the one that was on the side of the road in Hazelhurst?
Exactly.
I used to see that all the time.
Well, it's really kind of like one of those things, those relics, that now it can be restored. But what is neat, we have such a wonderful restoration team, and they do an excellent job. And, you know, the people that served in the military, that's something that we give honor to. But the machines of war is something, too, because they helped us to get to where we are today. And the men lovingly restored these airplanes. If you've seen the A-7 Corsair that they did, it's amazing what they did that with a jet that was the main bomber. summer in Vietnam, and we brought it up from New Orleans. So it's going to take them a year or two. If anybody wants to come work on airplanes, we're looking for volunteers because it's going to take a lot of work to get this one restored.
The museum also has other activities that day. We've got the 5K run, the 1K walk, the kids area. You told me you need some teams, and you're encouraging businesses and people to get teams together to come out and run.
Yes, we are. That's a very exciting thing because the teams can compete against each other. We even have a team of Marine recruiters and recruits that are going to be part of that day. So you can actually run walk with people who are serving in the military right now.
The museum, other than being a building full of neat memorabilia, has programs for local veterans. Tell me some of the programs you guys are doing right now and some of the things that are upcoming.
We really feel that we are a service to our community. We have PTSD sessions every other week. In fact, this afternoon at 2:30 for combat veterans. We also have our own chapter, the Disabled American Veterans Association. We are partnered with the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. and the Veterans Oral History Program so we can get the oral histories. And they're cataloged in Washington and become part of their database. And 100 years from now, you can go online and pull up your family member, or your ancestors can anyway, and see and hear them tell their story about their service to our country.
We've been visiting with Nell Calloway of the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum. A reminder, May 26th, the run for the red, white, and blue. It's the kickoff for Memorial Day weekend here in our area. And Nell, once again, if they want to register, where do they go on your website?
It's chenaultmuseum.org, and go to events, and you'll be able to register there or come by the museum.
You can find out more by also visiting our website today at kedm.org.